This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a joy to share morning devotions. I think one of the saddest verses in the whole Bible is in Matthew 19, verse 22. This is what it says. When the young man heard this, he went away sad. Or you probably know it a bit better as he went away sorrowful. What we're talking about here in Matthew's gospel is a young man who had tremendous potential, but walked away from an encounter with Jesus Christ, a very sad young man. Now, the three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all record this statement. So obviously there was something about him that haunted the three writers that they included this story, and I'm sure it's there for a purpose for us to think about in the Gospel. Matthew says that he was young, Luke says he was a ruler, was a very important person, and Mark tells us that Jesus loved him. So Jesus obviously admired him and saw something very special. He saw potential. He was very enthusiastic. We read that he ran to meet Jesus. He knelt before him, and he was eager to ask some very important life-changing questions. He wanted to know, well, look, what good thing must I do to receive eternal life? Isn't it terrific, admirable to see a young person enthusiastic for the right reasons? And I think we admire enthusiastic people. But here he was, eager to find out about eternity. In fact, that makes him quite unusual, but very discerning. Well, he didn't lack any courage because he was a ruler. He would have been known by lots of people. He ran to Jesus in broad daylight in front of others. So like Nicodemus, who was also a ruler, Nicodemus came at night. He wasn't really prepared to expose himself like that. He came at night to avoid embarrassment. But quite openly, this young man came to Jesus, we're told, and fell at his feet. This was remarkable because he belonged to the ruling class of the land, and many of them were at odds with Jesus, but that didn't worry him. Here he was, deeply interested in the important values of life, the spiritual issues. He wanted to make the most of life. He was obviously a good living person. We read in the Gospels, in the three Gospels, that he had kept the commandments, and according to his life and standards, which were pretty high, he'd kept them all his life. And again, that in itself is quite genuine and quite remarkable. So as far as the world goes, he had an honoured public office. He ruled a synagogue, apparently, would have had lots of money, and people looked up to him. I think most people would be pretty happy with that. But there was something going on inside this young man. He was hungering and thirsting for something more. And here's what he said to Jesus. It's in Matthew 19:20. He said, "I've kept all these commandments. What else do I need to do?" And we're told that Jesus looked at him and loved him and put him straight away to the test. He said, "Okay, go and sell all that you have, give the money to the poor, and then you will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." He was being asked to sell his riches and not to give them away. Now, Jesus wasn't against him having riches. He recognized property, of course. He wasn't against wealth. But it was his trust in wealth that was the problem. It got in the way. His trust in riches got in the way of following Christ. So this was a test that was really too much. And Luke says that when the man heard this, he became very sad because he was very rich. And how unfortunate it is that he turned away from the Saviour. He knew that this was a really big turning point. He believed, obviously, that Jesus was the way to eternal life, but he wasn't ready to pay the price, and that's why he was disappointed. Probably, you know, he'd never imagined until that day that his wealth would stand between him and eternal life. We could ask the question, did he change his mind later on? Well, we don't know. Maybe he did sell his possessions. Maybe he did follow Jesus. We don't know. There's nothing in the Bible to give us any clear evidence. But his actions that day prove that those who refuse to follow Jesus will never find real, permanent joy. I've never met anyone yet who was happy about abandoning their faith. I don't know anyone who's dropped out of the Christian life and rejected Jesus and got any joy out of it. What is it that comes between us and Jesus? To be without Christ is to miss out on joy. We thank you, Lord, for that story. We are sorrowful, Lord, that the young man went away in that situation. We thank you that there is always hope, and we offer this prayer today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.